Here's a story of misspent youth, courtesy of Charlie. Physics 101. We saw it all happen, my friend Bud and me, from the booth where we sat at the old Busy Bee. Waiting we were for the rest of the boys, we heard of a sudden this terrible noise. Almost as if we were hearing a fight, this pickup truck pulled up to our one traffic light. With rock music blaring, speakers all blown, and some jackass yelling he's bad to the bone. Banging the beat on the side of his door, then hooting and hollering and yelling some more. "Who is this clown?" says Bud with a frown, the notorious Whitey Jr. By that I mean Whitey and June Hebert's son, our local town hooligan, second to none. Big pudgy fella, who seems to me was never the brightest bulb on the tree. Always in trouble, up to no good, and leaving a mess wherever he could. His tailgate was down, bed was stacked high, with boards he was hauling. Nothing was tied, no flag attached to warn any car. Both of us hope that he weren't going far. Bud says to me, I wonder if he would be stupid enough to gun it. Junior's the one whose snowmobile sank out on the lake, pulling some prank. Who could forget, says Bud with a grin. Everyone knew that ice was too thin. Oh, when he climbed up the smokestack, his big claim to fame, and with spray paint in hand, misspelled his name. Who was the one all that fuss was about who started that fire we had to put out? Lighting them fireworks, starting a scare. Him in that truck right over there. Imagine the scene, the light it turned green, and Junior, God help him, he gunned it. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.